880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We've got a great show today. I want to thank Charles for having me on his show. We're going to come on a little over. Charles will be with us for a couple minutes, and we have Bruce Turkel. He's going to be on. We're going to talk about packing light. Bruce is an aficionado of traveling. There's two kinds of luggage as far as he's concerned, carry-on luggage and lost luggage. We'll talk a little bit about that, what he wears, and if we're lucky, maybe he'll talk to us also about some of his other things he's been blogging on. The thing that really hit me the other day was that he's talking about work-life balance is, I'll have to say, BS on the radio. But Bruce, so we're going to have our entertaining time with Bruce. He's a national speaker on Fox News, and he's a regular fun friend to have on the show. Then we're going to have Dr. Carl Orringer. He joined UM's cardiovascular division doing some wild stuff with lipids. He graduated from UM, returned, and we're going to talk about doing some high-profile cardiovascular disease prevention. He's going to have new ideas on how to improve your cholesterol. But before we get going on all that, I got my good buddy, Shelly Bloom. Shelly's home of the 333. Shelly, give me the 333. What's going on, man?
Everything is good. $1 billion in real estate. My God, you should be paying for dinner when we go out.
Yeah, I'll buy dinner if you buy the Heat tickets. How's that?
Right. $4,000 for 10th row tonight. Yeah, right.
$4,000 for 10th row. My God, I should have sold my seats.
Yeah, I should have bought some.
Well, all I could tell you, well, you know, look at my Twitter feed. You'll see me with the commish. He's such a mensch, a lovely guy. Now, Charles, you know, you wanted to ask Shelly a question. Give it to him.
Yeah, you know, I do my show, and I'm usually in the car driving home, and I've been hearing Shelly talk. So it's one of these days I just want to get in there. You know, one of the toughest things, probably been a 30-year thing for me, when you start as a professional, get out there, you want to look like a professional. It's not that easy to do, to get the right fit, to get the right shirts, to get all the different things.
Holy moly.
I didn't even hand him anything to say. No, he's the truth. And you know, that's what comes up. It's that time of year for me too. When it becomes Father's Day, I like to go out, and this is the time to get the best buys. Shelly, how about at your place?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my biggest problems, and I should say after doing this for 45 years, and it was a family-owned business, and so since I've been at the helm for the past 45 years, the biggest problem is conveying to people, and they say, how in the world can you, Shelly Bloom, give 20 pieces of clothing for $299.
And quality.
Each suit is worth $265 retail. Well, it's easy. And I know your listening audience can count. How about you buy one suit and you get 19 other accompanying suit items, total price package $299. Now, I started this 3 years ago, and I started 333.
Yeah.
Three suits, three shirts, three ties, blah, blah. I've increased the quality of the product by about 40% dollar-wise. I've maintained the $299, and I'm selling 4,000 suits a year. Let me tell you what I'm giving. I'm giving it one $265 suit, another $265 suit, and another $265 suit, three dress shirts with French cuffs.
Those are the kind that fold over, right?
Those are these kind.
Those kind, ideal, Charles.
You're ideal to come into the store. I hope you have your reading glasses.
Charles,
on.
I do. I actually do. Charles is showing me what French cuffs are. It's the kind that has cufflinks. Cufflinks.
So we're back to three suits, three shirts, three ties, three hankies, three socks, two traveling bags, and for Father's Day, if the woman comes with the man, who naturally controls 99.9% of the men in this world today, that's all you get. She gets is a lady's shoe that's valued at $60. This is a $299 package. I have 2,000 suits in stock. Believe me, when I say they're fresh, because at the end of the month, they're basically gone. And anything size 46 to 68, the same package, is $349. I had a young fellow, All-American junior, from Northwestern football player today, 6'5", 310. And he bought six suits, or I should say his daddy bought it for him. So we fit a lot of just about everybody up to size 68. So, and at that package, and as I started this little dialogue saying, they don't believe it. People will call me, how can you do it? And my answer is, show up and you'll see. It's very easy. I've been doing this for 45 years. I didn't start yesterday. And we give all wool suits that are $600, $700 value, three for $749.
Jeez.
So we have it. We have it. We've been doing it. So it, something must be working. And as I tell everybody, listen, I'm not the smartest guy, pretty close in this business, but there's no more Barons, there's no more Lansons, there's no more Surreys, there's no more Forum. Forget about the periphery retailers, and there's no more Sims. That's $250 million in the greater Miami area lost in men's clothing. Who's got it? Well, God bless them. They only spend hundreds of millions of dollars advertising, and that's how I came up with the new concept, buy one and get 20 free.
Gee, buy one and get 20 free.
Instead of this buy one suit that's not worth doo-doo, and then you get another one, and they say, here's four suits you can pick from. And a friend of mine told me, he says, how could you have 100 suits in a size? I said, it's easy. You borrow money, you buy inventory, and you at the end of the month, it's gone. So
Shelly, I'm sold. How the heck do we find you? Where are you at?
2650 Northwest 5th Avenue in the Wynwood Fashion Area.
And this program you're talking about, is this just through Sunday Father's Day? Can you somebody come and get just
years.
Like a...
We've been doing 3 years, 9:30 to 5:30. We have tailors on hand. We have tailors who work full-time at Canale and work for me part-time. I have the best tailors. It sounds kind of redundant, but I have the best value there is in the market, and that's why we're selling 4,000 suits a year.
Shell, listen, you're in Wynwood, where people go to party. Now people can go to dress. The phone number and the address one more time, because I've got Oscar giving me the finger to get out of here.
Good. 305-573-5890. 305-573-5890. And the address is 2650 Northwest 5th Avenue. And I, Shelley Bloom, will personally work you over in 5 minutes. You like it, you stay. You don't like it, it's been a pleasure. I invite anybody to come in and see why I'm the only guy in America that's giving 20 pieces for $299.
Well, Shelley, you're the best. You're terrific. I can't wait to see. I'll be in soon. Charles is coming
you
in.
Bet.
Maybe we'll come in together. I'll buy him a coffee beforehand so he can see all 20 pieces in a couple of seconds there. Shelley Bloom, one more time, address and number.
Address is 2650 Northwest 5th Avenue. Telephone number is 305-573-5890. 305-573-5890. Just one little addition. Please don't call me and ask me who suits they are. You're getting 20 pieces. The value is The value is $299. Be happy that you found me. You want stuff? I have Canale, Zegna, Giorgio Armani, Valentino. Yes, they're all over $1,000 retail.
Yeah, but they're not $1,000 for you. Get discounts on those too, don't you, Shelley?
Yeah, of course.
All right. We're going to talk about all that stuff next week too, all right?
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. God bless.
We love you, Shelley. We'll be back after this. Bruce Turkell trying to get his headsets. They're not working. I got to hand them off, but he's going to be back. We're going to crack you up. Stick with us. Entertainment's next.
On the web that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
It's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into Friday nights with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions, the thrill of Marlins baseball, and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by T-Mobile. The next Fireworks Friday is June 13th at 7:10 versus the Pirates. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
All right, you know, I love that. Diving right in. I can't wait. We're going to have some sweet nights. I'm going next week to the fish and chips. Make sure you catch the Marlins fish and chips. You want to meet Marlins players? That may be where you go. Hey, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, I know where you need to go. You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What does that mean? Well, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got Bruce Turkel, my buddy who does branding. We're going to talk about one of his little idiosyncrasies, which is that he's the most fastidious Packer I know. And I don't mean Green Bay Packer. I mean, this is the guy that foils the people that upcharge you for everything on the airplane. Bruce, welcome back.
It's nice of you to call it a fastidious. I've been told it's an obsession.
You're nuts, but what do you want
okay,
me to say?
Fair enough. I agree with that.
All right, now let's talk about this for a minute. And hey, Charles Sachs is going to stick with us. We're going to keep it. It's all right. We're going to have a great time. He's going to financially plan and minimize your exposure.
Okay.
But, okay, so Bruce, you're the most organized guy I know. You're not tightly wound, but you're always pretty organized. Tell me a little bit about what started this thing. And then you went around the world in one carry-on.
Well, I was speaking at conferences in Jordan and the Middle East, and I was watching other people who were attending, waiting at airports for their stuff, not finding their stuff. I saw people coming to black tie events in jeans because they lost their tuxedos. I mean, it's just a mess. Ugh. And of course, you know that when you get on planes going to other countries, people don't only take luggage. They take car parts. They take livestock. I mean, it's just insane. And what I learned, what we said earlier, there's only two kinds of luggage. There's carry on and there's lost. But besides the stress of losing your luggage, there's all the stress of carrying all that crap and dealing with all that crap, and you don't need it.
Oh, people I know have bad backs from traveling.
And I have a bad back, and I don't like carrying all that heavy stuff. So over the years, I have started just trying to be, just make it a little easier to travel. But I will admit, it has become a little crazy.
Oh, one more time for the people that are just, there you go.
But there are lots of things you can do to limit the amount of stuff you carry, and it makes your trip so much better.
Okay, now, one thing I know is that I'm the king of overpacking. Well, actually, my wife is the queen of overpacking, but I am the king of overpacking. And I have a list. I take the list. I print the list out. It's the same for every trip, and then I start eliminating.
Well, first of all, you overpack for two reasons. You think you need a lot of stuff that you don't. What if I need my mud boots? What if I need my running shoes? What if I need my cleats? And you start bringing all these things that you have no use for, number one. Number two, we overpack because we have a couple misconceptions. Like, number one, Jim, you think people actually look at what you're wearing?
Well, I want you to know
they don't.
I know
they don't. And especially for guys, people don't. You could spend, we just spoke to Shelly about suits, right? You could spend all this money, all these beautiful suits. You know what people notice? Your tie. And you could put a lot of ties in your suitcase with one blue suit, and people go, hey, nice tie. And no one says, wait, didn't you wear that suit yesterday? Because every guy wears navy suits anyways. Here's a perfect example. You take two suits because you think you need to change them. Nobody notices them. So then you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take one pair of pants, but I'm going to take two coats. Except, if you think about it, the coats are the heavy part.
Yes.
Take one coat and two pair of pants and change them. I mean, there's so many ways to cut back on what you take.
You know, now we talked about the clothes and all that other stuff. Where I get bollocked up is the tchotchkes, the extras, the little extra things where it's a throw. I'll just throw this. I'll just throw that. And before I know it, I got 10 pounds of tchotchkes.
Okay, so let's talk about tchotchkes and what you do with that. Number one, underwear. Go to Ex Officio. I have nothing to do with these companies, by the way, but go to exofficio.com, buy their travel underwear. You wear one pair. That night, you wash it in the sink or the shower. You mash it out.
Bring a little wool light.
You don't need wool light. You use the shampoo they give you in the hotel.
Oh, my God. Secrets here.
Well, more secrets. You don't need to carry shaving cream. Shaving cream is just oily soap.
I can't be nice and
clean. Just use the conditioner.
Shave every day and I'll always be
clean. You can still shave, dude. Just use the conditioner and you don't need to carry shaving cream. So,
do you read this somewhere?
No, this is proven. This is
your life on travel.
Here, you don't need to carry a bottle of cologne, which, by the way, let's face it, opens in your bag anyways, right? Just scoosh the cologne you like into a cotton ball, put that in a little Ziploc, and that takes up no space.
My God, where do you come up with
this stuff? Let's keep going. I think about this
Oscar needs a Depends back there. The guy is peeing his pants.
Well, you know, Depends are good if you're on a long car trip, but that's a whole nother issue.
I really don't want to go down that road, Bruce.
So here's another one for tchotchkes. Chargers. You take the charger for your phone. You take the charger for your headset. You take the charger for your computer. You take the charger for your iPad, your iPod, and on and on and on. All you need is your laptop, and then you run the USB cables into your laptop and charge everything through your laptop.
OMG, are you going to write a blog about this?
I have written 3 or 4 blogs about it, actually.
Where's your blog at?
If you go to Turkel, my last name, turkeltalks.com.
And boy, do you ever.
And put in traveling light. What you'll find is that I've written a bunch of blogs on how to do this, on all the new stuff I try, on what bags to use, on how to do it. As I said, I'm not selling anything. This is just my own insane obsession that you can benefit from.
Now, this obviously works with your wife and kids, too?
It works with my wife and kids, too. We went to Southeast Asia for 3 weeks. My wife, my kids, my mom, none of us took more than a carry-on and a little personal bag. What my wife does is she brings lots of gauzy things. They fold up really small. She brings lots of scarves. Scarves are to women what ties are to men. You change the scarf, you change the color. She can wear it on her head. She can wear it around her neck. She can wear it as a belt. It changes the outfit with some tank tops, with some different outfits. By the way, don't take jeans. Jeans take
way
too much space, and you can't wash them. They take forever to dry, and they're thick, and they're heavy, and they're hot. And by the way, they also make you look like a tourist, which is never So there's lots of these things you can do. Don't take a lot of pair of shoes. I take 3. I take a pair of little.
These were going to end in a minute.
Oh, I was. Well, I thought you were giving me the finger.
I would have used the other one if I was.
Dress shoes. I take running shoes. By the way, Nike Free running shoes has a collapsible heel, so they fold almost flat. And I take some flip-flops for the shower. My wife took high heel shoes, high sandals, low-heeled sandals, running shoes, and flats. That was it. If you do it like that, it's so easy.
All right, that's Bruce's blog. Go look him up on Turkel. What is it, Bruce?
Turkel Talks.
You know it. He's going to talk some more later. Stick with us. We're going to have more Turkel talking right after this. I think we'll talk about why work-life balance is just a bunch of BS. Back after this.
Like manufactured yesterday would make a nice addition to our home. I know you said before you're not in favor of costly toys and trinkets you can wear. But rides like this are hard to find, and to a travel is so sublime, I bring it up again this time, just in case you change your mind.
All right, you heard Bruce talking about packing, and oh, by the way, he'll tell you how many harmonica he packs on his trip when we come back after break. And if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get it's just so funny stuff, Bruce. You're terrific. Well, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for any time, anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into Friday nights with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions, the thrill of Marlins baseball, and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by T-Mobile. The next Fireworks Friday is June 13th at 7:10 versus the Pirates. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
You know, those guys, I love the Marlins. It's a great time. I'm going to see Fish and Chips. We're going to have a great time for a great cause, the Marlins Foundation. Join me out at Fish and Chips at Marlins Ballpark on Wednesday. If you want more information, give me a call or email me, jim@freedombusiness. I'll hook you up with O. And you know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, and the new high-definition lenses they have. You can see near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. So visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243. That's right, 2020 to schedule your consultation today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are here with Bruce Turkel, and as I promised, before we get into the Work-Life Balance Act, Bruce is going to tell you how many harmonicas he packs when he travels.
Well, it depends who I'm going to be playing with.
Wait a minute now.
You have who I'm going to be playing music with.
Thank you.
Thank you. You need a minimum of three. You can take as many as 12. It really depends how long I'm going for. But still, it's a lot like, here's the problem with traveling
harmonicas. Now, do you breathe in and breathe out so you save on that?
You save on what?
I guess weight in the harmonica.
Yes, you breathe in and breathe out. It's actually the only instrument, the only wind instrument, where you inhale and exhale. But here's the thing. If you see a guy in an airport or walking down the street carrying a guitar case, you know he plays guitar, right? But if you play harmonica...
Either that or he's a terrorist.
All right, you know what? Never mind. Let's move on.
Sorry, I cut him off. I cut you off. Occasionally I do the bad thing. So listen, though, Bruce, you know, we talk all the time. My friend Cindy Goodman writes a column in the Herald about work-life balance. I think everybody tries to achieve it. Everybody beats the crap out of themselves all the time because they can't. I mean, is there work-life balance? What's the story with that?
Well, this is what I just wrote a blog post on. It was called Work-Life Balance is BS. Because I was at the Coconut Grove bookstore and I ran into a buddy of mine, Alex Frazier. Alex Frazier is the most incredible father I know. He spends all his time with his daughter. He was just coming from his daughter's kindergarten graduation. And he says to me that the teacher called him in for a parent-teacher conference because his daughter said that my daddy is never home. He's always working. Alex also runs a heck of an important business. But this guy spends more time with his kids than anyone I know. I had the same experience when I was a kid. Teacher called us in for a work-life crisis because my son, who work-life conference, because my son, who was six at the time, had said that daddy's never home. He's always traveling. Wasn't true. I travel a lot, but I was there. But perception is reality. That's what the kid thinks. Then that's their truth. And to your point, everyone feels guilty. I don't spend enough time with my family. I don't spend enough time working. I don't spend enough time doing this. I don't spend enough time doing that. And I hear that all the time. So I've been giving it some thought, and here's what dawns on me. You want to spend more time with your family, work less. You want to make more money, work more. So then you say, no, I need to do both. Okay, you can do that too. Either figure out how to make more, either by working harder or working smarter, or using Charles's ideas in investing your money.
There you go.
Or figure out how to want less. There's always a solution. People say to me all the time, you know, I'm an avid runner. And they say, well, you get up every morning at what time? 5 a.m. You get up at 5 a.m. to run? Yeah. Oh, I wish I could do that, but I can't get up at 5 a.m. Sure you can. Go to bed earlier. Well, I can't do that. Turn off the television. Get off of Facebook. You know, you can't have everything. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to admit it. And it's worse for women who are told they need to be superwoman, right? Because I am woman, hear me roar. They need to be mothers. They need to be successful at business. They need to be sexy partners. They need to be changing the world. They need to be doing all these things all at once. And they have every right to. But the thing is, the only person it drives crazy is you. If you think about it that way, all of a sudden what you realize is you have to follow priorities. It's not a matter of balance. Learn patience, develop a plan, and go after your plan and do implement. Thank you. Develop patience, develop a plan, and implement. That's what you need to do. It's not a matter of balance. It's a matter of priorities.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. I was on the phone with my wife today talking to her how I wanted to meet her at like 6:15, 6:30, so we could have a nice, you know, period of relaxing time before we watch the Heat game, which I was at that last one, and we won't talk about that one. But they will win tonight and go absolutely nuts.
Go
and what I told her was, I said, honey, what is it that you want to accomplish today? And she said, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, isn't getting home at 6:15 something you want to accomplish? She goes, yeah. I go, well, then you better cut out A, B, and D on that list. And she said, but I can't. I said, what do you want to do? And I think that it really is all about priorities and planning. You know, Bruce, you travel, you speak, you do all this stuff. What is it that you find is the flex thing that you can sometimes eliminate from your day?
I don't watch television. I absolutely don't. I read a lot, but I don't watch TV. So when I get home, I still have work to do. I can sit down and do it. Plus, right now we're empty nesters. Our kids are both away at college. So it gives me the advantage that when I come home, I don't have to spend, you know, as much time. On the other hand, I want to spend time with them. So I go visit to see them. My son's here, but my daughter's away. But I find that television is just an enormous time waster, and it's addictive. Once you lay down to start watching it, not only does it waste your time, but it sucks you in to continue watching. So people will say to me, oh my God, you have to see Game of Thrones. Oh, you have to see Orange is the New Black. I'm sure they're great. The trouble is, I don't want to get sucked in, because if I do, I'm as obsessive as anybody else. And then I'm going to watch and watch and watch and watch and watch.
Yeah, you just got to binge watch one day and do the whole thing in one day.
Yeah, that makes my back hurt, though, from laying on the couch and eating Doritos all day.
Well, that's what the orange fingers are for, is the Doritos. Now, do you carry an extra rag for the orange fingers that the Doritos give you when you travel?
That's your problem, not mine.
Hey, now. All right, so, you know, so if people are looking to do all those things and cram everything together, then we figured out that you really can't do that. You have to prioritize. It's the same thing with packing. I think I found a theme here.
Packing is all about prioritizing as well. Exactly. What do I need and what don't I need? By the way, another packing thing we didn't talk about is a credit card. It doesn't take up very much space. And wherever you travel, you can find whatever it is you forgot. And most of it's not that expensive. So that's the other thing. You said that you keep throwing more stuff in because you have the stress of, oh my goodness, what if I don't have what I need? If you don't have what you need, you can buy it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I'm just really kind of joking because I have been thinning things out, and I do use the list to eliminate things more than to add things. And I found that the most important thing, like you said, is to eliminate, you know, I can use one pair of shorts to work out, to be casual in, and also to swim in.
Well, here's a great tip for guys. It maybe works for women. I don't know. But start wearing button-down shirts, because button-downs are the only dress shirts that you can wear with a suit. You can wear with a pair of jeans, or you can wear with shorts untucked with the sleeves rolled up. Whereas a regular dress shirt looks stupid if you wear with shorts. So that's less shirts. You wear with a suit one day. The next day, if you're going out to the pool or something, you can wear it. It's fine. Only bring one color of shoes, so you only have to bring one belt. I happen to have a reversible one, but that's because I'm obsessed. But
no, I have one of those too.
You don't have to do that.
I have one of those.
Just
too.
Bring black or brown shoes, and then just bring a black or brown belt.
Yeah, and for the record, he's wearing a button-down shirt right now.
That's all I wear.
You're too funny. Now, Bruce, you know, you've been here. We talk about branding all the time. I think that one of the things that we want to talk about whenever we do that is repetition. So, you know, let's repeat how people can find you, how they can get together with you, how they can work with you to bring, you know, more punch to their branding effort.
My whole concept of branding, we've talked about it on the show many times, is all about them. Building a brand to resonate with your customers. People don't buy what you do, they buy who you are. Because everyone does the same thing these days, and everyone does it well. There's lots of financial planners, but I want to listen to Charles because of who he is and what he says.
Thank you.
That's what I help people build. Very simple to find me. My website is my name, bruceturkel.com. And that would connect you to my blog, to my ad agency site, to whatever information you need. But that's the way to find me. BruceTurkel.com. There's
all
my
right.
website.
And then we'll also find you not obsessive in the airport lounge. You'll be the guy relaxing on his iPad reading.
You know why I'm relaxed at airports? Because I get there 2 hours early.
Oh, another
that's
thing.
Another tip.
Sure. I do that
we
too.
We all rush to the airport. No. We're going crazy. We're yelling at old ladies crossing the street. We're honking at school buses. But get there early, and then what do you do when you get there?
And relax.
Take out your phone, take out your computer, do the same thing you were doing in your office.
Exactly.
100%.
But you're not stressed.
All right, more relaxing tips from Bruce on his next adventure here with us on Freed on Business. Charles Sachs, thanks for taking this extra half hour with us. We'll be right back after this. We've got the latest in how to beat the cholesterol issues. We're going to have Dr. Carl Orringer on from the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine back after this.
Changing the weather.
year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
It's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into Friday nights with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions, the thrill of Marlins baseball, and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by T-Mobile. The next Fireworks Friday is June 13th at 7:10 versus the Pirates. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
All right, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And by now, you know what that means. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. It's always the best price. It's always the best service. It's always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon, you've heard him on the show, Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine. Well, those are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays continue in Miami-Dade County, 95 at a southbound crash clearing at 103rd Street, one of the express lanes blocked there. You'll find delays on the Palmetto now with a crash reported at 17th Avenue. And it's going to be slow on the Dolphin westbound from 17th Avenue all the way out to the Palmetto. Broward County crash clearing on the Turnpike northbound north of University Drive. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Oscar's giving me the thumbs up for the second half of the show. And you know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They sponsor our show, and they also bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And now UHealth is in Plantation, and soon they'll have Bascom Palmer over in Naples. What sets UHealth apart is a comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just come and visit these guys. And ladies, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. These guys are doing really innovative stuff every day. You know, they've even found a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That's right. That means if you have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth. health, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
We've got Dr. Carl Orringer, MD. He's the newest guy on the block in the cardiovascular division. He just moved here from Cleveland back to Miami. It's a homecoming. Dr. Orringer's a triple cane. Well, I'm a Gator, but that's okay. We can all get along here in the world. We're going to talk about excessive levels of cholesterol and triglycerides in the blood and all kinds of other cool stuff having to do with your heart health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Orringer.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Oh, well, listen, great to have you on the show. Now, tell me a little bit about, you've got a preventative cardiovascular medicine, an LDL, I can't say the apheresis program?
Yeah, you know, Jim, the truth of the matter is that high cholesterol is a major public health problem in the United States, and it's what's at the basis of so many heart attacks and needs for stents and also places people at risk for stroke and for other artery blockage problems. So our program at the University of Miami is going to be focused on trying to identify the best and safest methods to treat people, to keep them out of trouble. We always like to think that there are great ways we can take care of people when they're in the midst of a heart attack or a stroke, but the truth of the matter is that it makes us even happier to prevent those from happening in the first place, and that's what our program is focused on.
Yeah, a friend of mine had a heart attack when he was in his early 50s, and he leaned upon me to go and get the nuclear stress test. I told him he was crazy. I went and got it and found out I was healthy, and let me tell you, I breathe a lot better because of that.
You know, that's a very interesting comment because, you know, in fact, in many cases, people who have normal stress tests can still be in trouble.
Really?
And yes, the reason for that is that the disease that causes heart attacks begins in the wall of the arteries, and the wall of the arteries, when the problem's in the wall of the arteries, it may not cause blockage to flow in the artery, and therefore the stress test can be normal. But in many cases, we find that if people have a host of risk factors for heart disease, or sometimes if people undergo a test like coronary calcium scoring, where they actually can see whether there are calcium deposits in the walls of the arteries, we all of a sudden know that these people may be at higher risk than they thought, and we can initiate treatment approaches that actually reduce their risk so that they never get into trouble.
Well, hold on there, then. I'm 54. Do I need to be taking these tests?
Well, you know what? The real issue, before we talk about tests that are extensive and all and may require you to go in and spend money, et cetera, is to think about the basic tests that we do in our doctor's offices. And most of the disorders that cause heart attacks can actually be identified by basic blood testing. And so the great place to start is by seeing your doctor, making sure that your doctor does the screening blood test, particularly a lipid profile, and checking your blood sugar as well, and checking your blood pressure, and if you smoke, making sure you stop smoking. And all those things together are the first steps that you should take to find out if you are at risk, and then if you're at risk, deciding what to do about it.
Whoosh, I feel better already because I get that stuff done all the time. And when I have my cholesterol test, they usually tell me I'm at the somewhat higher part of the range, and then they calm me down and go, but that's good cholesterol. Is there good cholesterol?
Well, you know, we have thought in the past that when an individual is found to have a high level of HDL cholesterol, which is the so-called good cholesterol, that is great news and that protects them. We've now learned in recent years that in any given individual, the level of HDL cholesterol has only a limited value in terms of what it can tell you about your heart risk. So many people that I see actually have been found to have high levels of HDL cholesterol and still come in with blocked arteries and heart attacks. So it's not just the HDL cholesterol, it's looking at all the risk factors together. What is your LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol? Are you a smoker? Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have diabetes? Do you have a family history of early heart disease? Those are the most important factors that help us to determine whether a person is at unusually high risk for a heart problem. But sometimes
those tests alone don't give you the answer. And under those circumstances, doctors may consider doing additional testing, which can help to more clearly identify whether a person is at risk or not.
Now, I want to talk a little bit and give your, you know, give the a little bit more airtime to the novel preventative cardiovascular program that you're going to be having at UHealth. Can you tell me really a little bit about that in like layman's terms?
Well, there are, first of all, there are individuals who seem to be well-treated, but it turns out they may be at higher risk. So part of what we do is to use the most current guideline-based assessment of a person's risk. And so we're very, very careful to be sure that we are aware of and using the most current guidelines to assess a patient's risk. Secondly, when people are found to be high risk, we want to make sure that those individuals are on proper forms of preventive care. Thirdly, when patients are found to be at low risk, we want to make sure that they know things about diet and exercise that they can do to keep them out of trouble, but we tend to move away from drug treatment in those people because their risk is low. And then finally, there are some people who have family histories of early heart disease or people who have already had heart problems who want to avoid getting another heart attack. We look very carefully at their risk factors, oftentimes going beyond the traditional blood testing to examine whether they fall into unusually high risk categories. And if they do, we then initiate forms of treatment that can help to prevent heart attacks in those individuals. But there are some patients who, in fact, have extremely high levels of cholesterol. These generally are people with genetic disorders where their cholesterol levels are so high that the current drug treatments are not effective in reducing their risk, or when they're unable to tolerate cholesterol treatments and still have very high cholesterol levels. Under those circumstances, some of those patients are candidates for a procedure called LDL apheresis. This is a procedure where we place an intravenous line in one large vein and then another intravenous line in another large vein and basically run the patient's blood through a special type of filtration system to remove about 75% of the bad cholesterol and return the clean blood to the patient.
Well, doctor, I'm sorry, but we only have like a minute left. And what I want to do is I want to get you to tell us how people can get a hold of you. Please.
Sure. The best place to call to get an appointment or find out more information is 305-243-5554. Once again, that's 305-243-5554.
Doctor, I want to thank you. We've got to have you back on the program, but I do want to say one last thing. I want to thank you for bringing your talents to South Beach from Cleveland.
It's a pleasure, Jim. We're really happy to do that, and we're looking forward to a great time here in Florida and once again to have the opportunity to work at the University of Miami Medical Center.
All right. Well, listen, we're glad to have you. We're glad to have everybody at UHealth. And we'll be right back after this message. Bruce Trakell and I are going to talk about, is the Beckham brand being tarnished by his lack of success in Miami? Back after this. All right, always good stuff from our folks at UHealth. And you know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my cars from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it every time. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can use for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lauren's Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
One of my all-time heroes, Lauren Book. She was supposed to be on the show today, but she got an emergency flight that she had to take. She's been jetting literally all over the world. She's been in The Hague, I'll put it this way, The Hague and Tallahassee. What a juxtaposition. But she was also in New York. She won some great awards. We're going to have her on the show. She just completed her fifth annual 1,500-mile walk in her shoes, walk across Florida. And we're going to talk about why we walk with Lauren's kids. I do it because it's the right thing to do. 95% of child abuse could be prevented simply by education. Go to laurenskids.org to learn how you can protect our most valuable asset, our kids.
It's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into Friday nights with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions, the thrill of Marlins baseball, and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by T-Mobile. The next Fireworks Friday is June 13th at 7:10 versus the Pirates. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with my good buddy and branding expert, Bruce Turkell. Bruce was on Fox News when the Lance Armstrong scandal broke, and he was talking about the impact that would have on the Lance brand. And now I want to talk to him. Stop giving me those crazy signs back there. Tell me what I need to know, Oscar. Thank you. And we're going to talk with Bruce about the international brand that David Beckham is. He's come to town. He splashed the brand all over town. He's now struck out twice. Today I got a petition that I should sign that they should move next to Marlins Park, so now that the football and the Hurricanes can all play on the old hallowed ground there. I still like the location over by the airport where all the transit comes together, but hey, at least this is closer. Bruce, what's going on here? The guy is not winning with his brand. What's going on?
Well, his brand has a lot to do with why we're talking to him in the first place.
Okay.
Because he comes into town. He's good looking. We've all heard about him. He's from England. He's from L.A.
Married to
Big
Posh
deal.
Spice.
There you go. There you go. That's why you're all excited about
him. Hey, now.
And people all pay attention. But I'm not really sure that he and his team did their homework on how our community works.
You mean?
And I think that's what we're seeing right now. You know, people come down here all the time. Hey, I'm going to show you in Miami
how we do things in
the big city.
Yeah, his New York guy.
Yeah, exactly. And then they go back with their tail between their legs. So I don't think they strategized it very well.
Yeah, I mean, we're the missing borough, but there's a lot of different things you need to know. And I think that the biggest faux pas that I've seen them do so far is compare themselves and call themselves the anti-Marlins. What they forget is that there is a significant percentage that likes the Marlins, not necessarily the deal.
It never makes sense to come into town and start from somewhere else and then start making fun of who's already here. Like them or dislike them, they are the hometown team. They did win the World Series a couple times. People do like them. They mean something to us. And the other thing, the other huge mistake they made is when they talked about the Port Miami site as their preferred site. Well, as soon as you say preferred, it means you have other ones. So they lost any negotiating power, I think, that they would have had.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
If he would have said, it either goes on Port Miami or London, he might have had some kind of leverage.
Yeah, exactly.
I would prefer that you give me $1,000. But I would take $800 or $500.
You know.
That's not a really good way to negotiate.
Well, you know, it seems like he's getting a lot more momentum now behind the Orange Bowl Stadium. They're kind of teaming it up with bringing the Hurricanes back at the same location. It'll be interesting to see what Steve Ross has to say when the Hurricanes try to get out of the last about 20 years of their lease. But, you know, that brings us up to a really interesting thing, Bruce. The multifamily industry and what's going on in Miami and branding. Is Miami been branded as the place of condos now? What do you think about that?
You have to remember that brands are different based on different consumers. We said earlier that a brand is all about them. A brand is not about you as a business owner or us as a community. A brand is what other people look to us for. So all the things that we sell with our tourism, to some people is something I want to experience from a hotel. To a lot of people, it's somewhere that I want to live. To many people, it's somewhere that I want to have a vacation home. So all of the condos that you're talking about do not determine our brand. Rather, they provide the impetus and the vehicle for people to enjoy our brand.
Awesome. Wow. I'm glad I'm throwing these questions right out of nowhere. This is just awesome. This is better than like a Chamber of Commerce Inner Circle event here. So, Bruce, now Miami continues to evolve. We've had Emerge Miami. We have now also Art Basel. It seems to me that the City of Miami brand, the Miami Beach brand, and you know a little bit about the brands here locally since you designed them and helped market them. What's the next step in positioning Miami in the future? It's, again, the perception the world has of us, and how can we kind of manipulate that a little?
We continue to do it. Miami is an aspirational brand. We sell what people want. They want to be here. They want to experience what we have. And the way we do it is by turning Miami, the word Miami, into a new description. The term we use, it's so Miami. When you see something here that you wouldn't see anywhere else, a guy driving his $250,000 Ferrari to a little place to get a 50-cent cafecito, you don't see that anywhere else. That's so Miami.
Yeah, Money Mayweather and his 16 different cars at the Heat game.
When a woman walks into an art museum at Art Basel, for example, looks at million-dollar pieces of art, beautiful, incredible pieces of art, and she's in a bikini, you don't see that anywhere.
No,
it's so Miami. The idea that you have this incredible cosmopolitan experience combined with an incredible tropical experience is something you don't find anywhere else. It's so Miami. And what happens because we do that is we remove ourselves from the competitive set. Because if you want what Miami offers, you can only experience it in Miami.
Oh, man, you're the best. We got to get you back again. Well, actually, we are going to have you back. Bruce is on every month talking about branding, talking about fun things, talking about music and packing.
Music and packing and fun branding, my three obsessions.
No, and your family.
My family and running. You add that after that, I don't really know about anything, but those things I know a little bit about.
Well, we're going to have you back talking about more about branding, and you're kind of fun, too. I want to thank Bruce Turkell. I want to thank Charles Sachs. I want to thank the University of Miami Health System, Tarek Maddox, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, and the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids, Publix, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Magnum Energy Solutions, and I want to thank especially you, our listeners. Go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Hey, everybody, I went to the Heat game, and I got a little tip. Adam Silver really was a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. You know, if you want to see what I'm doing or what I'm thinking, go to @JimFreed, Twitter, @FreedOnBusiness for the show's Twitter feed, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. If you missed today's show, we'll get it up as soon as Oscar can get it to me to post on the website. Oscar's giving me the 1 minute look. All right. Well, you know, we've had a great show today. We talked about branding. We talked about Only in Miami. Only in Miami was the chicks and the cars that I saw around Money Mayweather as he was waiting in valet. The guy had an unbelievable caravan.
It's so Miami.
You're so funny. Hey, remember, this isn't a rehearsal. This is your life. And boy, I hope that life gets better after that Heat game I was at Tuesday. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Let's go Heat!
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. Drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But open do that happy deep. Fell over the pool room
souls of